Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in one of the United Kingdom's most unprepossessing towns. Can anyone guess where it is? It's rather unremarkable. I mean, although some quite impressive things have been done here or people have come from here, the town itself is unlovely. I think you might agree. It's not actually hideous, but methinks I could go so far as to say it's unbeautiful. So I'll narrow it down for you. We're in Berkshire and we're a few miles from the River Thames, just north of the Thames. Anything else I could say? Buckinghamshire is just a few miles yonder. Anyone guess? Anyone guess? Okay, it's Slough. First known to English literature as Slough of Despond in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress way back in the 17th century. I jest, of course. I mean, Slough of Despond was no one particularly who's talking about. So Slough, I think it means like a marsh originally, but I've heard people say pronounce it Slough, or think it was pronounced Slough and so on. So here we are in the pedestrian area of Slough. Anyway, so it's only about a mile and a half north of Eton, and there's Farnham not too far away. So John Betjeman, in his 1937 poem about Slough, he famously wrote, "Come friendly bombs fall on Slough, it isn't fit for humans now, rain down death." I talk about the bald young clerks who work here, who add people's money, and I think that's supposed to be pejorative, as if you're bald, you're prematurely aged, or you're tedious or something like that. But Betjeman, he was bald himself in the end, but he was fairly youthful then. He was born in 1904, if memory serves. So it's about 33 when he penned this immortal and noble verse. But I really don't think Slough is too bad. It's on the bland side. What else to talk about Slough? So Slough's got a very significant South Asian population, certainly from the 70s. We're close to Southall, which is the centre of the Punjabi community in the United Kingdom. So I remember 30 years ago when I first came to this area, people were saying, oh, the majority of people in Slough are non-white, which is actually not true. I think even now it's quite high, like 40%, but back then it would be much lower, like 20%, if that. So people who move from India and Pakistan here in particular, there's an Albanian community as well. So although we are in England, not too far from London, maybe 20 miles west of London, then in the 1930s, the Great Depression, quite a few Welsh people came here, because I suppose it was on a direct line from Cardiff or Swansea to London, and just got off here and sought work in Slough. What else? The Mars Bar was invented in Slough. So there's a sort of industrial area, or there's a bit of light industry around. A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play. Anyone who's watched television in this country in the 1980s will remember that advertising jingle, or other things. The Thunderbirds was this sort of children's series, these little doll characters, and that was made in some industrial lot at the edge of Slough. So you've got all these little shops like that, computers being sold, partly because this place is, what's the word, got loads of data centres. They say a third of the world's data is stored here. So some famous Olympians and sportsmen and footballers have grown up in Slough. I don't think Slough's football team is really anything to write home about itself. So it's got a fairly significant station because it's on that main line between Wales and London, as I said. So all these shopping centres, but there's no outstanding site of Slough. There are not many gorgeous buildings or an art gallery, a few parks like Herschel Park. There's Salt Hill, which is very historic, which goes back to prehistoric times, possibly a burial mound. And the boys of Eton used to go there every summer. It was going from the 16th century right through to about 1842, and gathering there and walking up this hill and having salt sprinkled on them. I mean, the origins of this seem to be lost in the mists of time. What else could I say about Slough? So I remember coming here as a schoolboy, going to the cinema sometimes, and with two of my friends from my house, boys in my block, and watching what is thought to be Paul Verhoeven's worst ever film. Is that Dutch director who'd had success with Sliver and stuff like that, when he produced Showgirls, starring this blonde young lady who'd been in Saved by the Bell, this sort of high school series. But I mean, it appealed to schoolboys for reasons you might guess, but the actual plot and acting was thought to be atrocious. So he was panned by that. It wasn't quite the end of his film directorial career. So what else could I tell you about Slough? That's it, really. There's nothing outstanding about it. It's got a Wetherspoon, so it really is a civilized place. There's a notable Romanian community here, and it really boomed after about 2007 due to immigration. A lot more people moving here. Remember, there's being a BBC item on the news about beds in sheds, people rebuilding their wooden garden sheds in brick and trying to rent out the rooms, and Slough Council was playing catch up tearing them down. And as for political representation, the town was disgraced by this bigot called Fenner Brockway, a socialist parliamentarian and anti-imperialist who did so much to immiserate the world, advance genocide and tyranny all over the globe by advocating for the dissolution of the British Empire. Unfortunately, lived to the age of almost 100. He wrote, what was it, 98 Not Out, when he was still 98, and advocating for betraying Northern Ireland, forcing those people out of the UK and into the Republic of Ireland, and so on, writing a book about it, Bombs in Hyde Park. So that's him, even though he's born in Calcutta, India. And then it was happily under Conservative control, was at the parliamentary seat in the 80s up until 1997, and then it's won by Labour. And was it Lorna Fitzsimons had it? And I can't remember the chap who's there at the moment. He's a turban wearing Sikh man. It's actually quite a safe Labour seat these days. So probably that is enough about Slough. What do you think? Much of it is very ordinary, just those stone brick houses, things going back into the early 19th century. And there's really nothing other than that, nothing particularly older than that. Nothing unusually attractive or interesting, but it's not horrid. It has everything you might wish. Upton Park Hospital, you know, if you are indisposed. So that is Slough. So, I mean, I think you probably safely give it a miss. But it's certainly not the worst place you could live. And it's in striking distance of lovely places like, you know, Windsor Great Park, or the Cotswolds, and so forth. Very close to Heathrow Airport, a lot of the Heathrow Airport workers used to live here. And I think the large South Asian community, partly because people landed at Heathrow Airport, and it's one of the closest places where they could find affordable accommodation, a bit of chain migration going on. One of my friends from interior Sindh in Pakistan and his sister lived here, and he came from a rather small village, and I thought, my goodness, it must have been a jarring contrast for her to move here. Right, thank you very much for watching my video. So make sure you please subscribe and on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. There's a lot of very valuable content, thousands of videos and thousands of articles behind the paywall. So goodbye to everybody from Slough. Toodaloo.